Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Heidi Harris in for Mark Cox. Good morning, happy Good Friday. Black Friday, although it's obviously not a great day after what happened on Wednesday. Horrific. Jim Carafano's here from the Heritage Foundation. How are you, Jim? Good morning. Thanks for being on the Mark Cox Show.
So Mark has like a turkey hangover kind of thing?
You know, he gets the day off. A lot of radio people, you know, they slack. You know, whenever they can get a day off and sleep in, they do it. Can't blame them. And they call me in to do this kind of thing. You know, I was just watching a video of one of the National Guardsmen going after the shooter. And I just saw online, and maybe you had seen this yesterday. I just saw this, that this creep stood over, shot one of the National Guardsmen, and I'm sure it's probably the female based on what they're saying, struck this person, then they leaned over and shot the guardsman again. I mean,
yeah.
So here's my question, Jim, because we all know the horror of this. What do we do? Because we have to have allies when we go into foreign countries. We have to work with these people. And we promise that they can come to America if they work with us or whatever promises are made. How are we certain that these people aren't going to turn on us?
Right. So there's a couple of things that are helpful to unpack. One is, and this is, look, we should never make this political, but the Democratic, we should all dismiss, for example, the Democratic criticism about the Guard deployment. Right? For a couple, as a, you know, somebody that was in the military for 25 years. They keep saying, oh, well, they're not policemen. They don't know what they're doing. None of that is relevant. First of all, the National Guard are there to assist the policemen. And providing military support to civilian authorities and law enforcement in all kinds of scenarios is actually something the military is completely trained to do. So that the other thing is they're not doing law enforcement activities. They're freeing up the law enforcement so they can do traditional. So there's no lack of training or anything. And if this had been an ambush against two Metro police cops, it would have gone down exactly the same. So using this as an opportunity to denigrate the mission, to denigrate the military, to denigrate the the president's efforts to decrease crime in the city, that's actually pretty deplorable. So we ought to kind of put all that aside. The second thing I would point out is, in this particular act is, there is an enormous degree, with the very little evidence we have, of both intentionality and anger, right? You drive all the way across the country to do this in this specific spot.
That's right.
Really,
but let's not forget, you're right, because a lot of people are forgetting. He came from Washington State to Washington, D.C. to carry this crime out.
Right, and this is a crime of anger. Right. Anybody that's watching an episode of Law and Order, you know, is enough of a forensic to know that when you attack like that, we know you just shoot somebody, but that you then walk up and shoot them in the face and you shoot them again and again. That is thing we...
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
I have to really undo. Excuse me, is unpack this guy's motives. And you know, if there's one thing I've learned from literally decades of working in the Homeland Security and public safety space, it's that do not draw broader generalizations from a specific incident, particularly in terms of context and everything else. What we know for now is a terrorist attack. What we also know is that for 4 years under President Biden, we significantly did their submission. We let all kinds of people in the country. We didn't vet. We did everything else. The Democrats complained about diverting law enforcement resources to deportation, when actually that's the one thing that would have stopped this attack, maybe, is more deportation. But the Democrats were horrific about shifting law enforcement resources away from basic blocking and tackling missions like violent crime and counterterrorism. So while we're waiting for the results of this, let's get back on track and do the things that we've known since 9/11 that we have to do on CT: secure the border, know who's here, kick people here illegal out of the country. I mean, those are things we can and should do right now.
Absolutely. We're speaking with Jim Carafano from the Heritage Foundation. I'm Heidi Harrison for Mark Cox. You know, it makes you wonder, though, how do we know? Even if people come here and they claim to love America, and we know that planes, entire planes full of people, cargo planes, we're not all vetted. We know that. Everybody knows that.
Right.
But even if you had somebody who was our friend, who was working with us during wartime, they come over here, they claim to love America. How do we stop that person from being radicalized once they get here by other folks who don't have our best interests at heart? I mean, how closely do you watch these people? And what about, you know, what kind of considerations do we have constitutionally? These are the concerns.
Well, there's two things. One is, you know, you've got to do your homework. You have to constantly be on the lookout for these networks. That is something that we got much more lax on the last 4 years. To give you a good example, we have this situation in Texas right now where they're attacking the governor for trying to deport a guy who basically is a known radical with connections to an extremist organization, which has done material support to terrorism. That is exactly the kind of black and tackling you do every day to diminish the domestic threat. So the fact that people are attacking him for doing that shows like how much we've lost 9/11 in this country. The other thing is, let's say he's not connected with a network, which he may or may not be. We don't know at this point. The thing about lone wolves, so if you think back to the Boston bombers, for example, even lone wolves leave, with very few exceptions, leave a signature trail. And a lot of times, even signatures that you can identify to stop somebody before an act. So I'll give you an example. Look, you know, we pay so much attention to school shootings. We pay zero attention to the number of school shootings that are thwarted every year.
That's right.
Because people pick up on the kind of behaviors that would allow law enforcement in a constitutional legal way to do an intervention and prevent that attack. That is probably true with a lot of lone wolf terrorist attacks as well.
Right. Well, you know, it's sad. It's just tragic that this kind of thing happens, and who knows how many others will, copycats will happen as a result of this. And that's always what happens usually.
Right. You know, but this is why, you know, I try so hard not to be partisan, but this is why this is a 365 year in, year out business to keep Americans safe from public safety threats, both external and internal. And again, not to be partisan, but the first thing I heard out of the mouth of a Democrat after the shooting was, oh, well, the problem here is we've diverted too many law enforcement resources away from core mission, and they're focused on deportation. Well, you know what?
Yeah.
Deportation is a core law enforcement mission, and it is directly addressing a lot of the public safety and terrorist threats that manifest
Absolutely.
Themselves in something like this.
And to your point, you know, there have been studies done on mass shooters and so-called lone wolf shooters, and almost without exception, somebody knew something. That
right.
Somebody knew their intention. So hopefully we'll find more about that in the coming days. But it's just tragic. It's a tragic day for America, no question about it. Jim Carafano, Heritage Foundation. You can follow him on Twitter, X. I know it's X now. JJ Carafano. I'm Heidi Harrison from Mark Cox. Thanks for being here, Jim.
Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving Day. Second day after Thanksgiving. Coming right back.
Small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.